so we are recording. And for starters, please state your name and your title.
My name is Mark Foltz. I'm the mayor of Oak Grove, Missouri.
All right. And this project is going to be pretty big for Oak Grove. Will you just talk to me a little bit about the process you mentioned during your speech? It's been a very long one to get this.
Correct. We're doing a partnership project with MoDOT to widen F Highway, which is Broadway Street for us. I can't tell you the exact length of it. It's probably about a mile and three quarters long. We did a similar project on the north side of Oak Grove between I-70 and our downtown area about 5 years ago. And we completed that, and anyone that's come to Oak Grove in the last several years will definitely see the difference between a two-lane road. And now on the north side, we have a four-lane road with two lanes both directions and then a turn lane. It's made a huge difference in access and also just accessibility from the standpoint of particularly our local citizens, which is our main concern. But this project we've been working on probably for 8 or 9 years, and we've been able to partner up with MoDOT money-wise to complete this within next year.
And may I ask, how much is the city putting forward for this project?
We're paying approximately half. It's depending on what numbers you use, because we're also adding a new water line, which we're paying for completely alongside the road, and there's several other costs that we've picked up that, from that standpoint. But somewhere around $5 million, I would say, the city's aspect. We did a tax shift in the way we did our taxing about 3 or 4 years ago. We were able to fund this without a tax increase. And some of our citizens, when they responded to a survey, that's what they wanted to see money go towards. It was transportation or traffic concerns. And I think that this is definitely the number one thing on their list.
Well, congratulations. The engineer I spoke to mentioned something about ADA compliant sidewalks. I don't see sidewalks right here now.
There's never been sidewalks on this side of town. I mean, when you go back in history, this was basically a buggy road or a Model T road, and really hasn't been expanded that much. It's been widened a little bit over the years, but there's areas here, as you can see, there are hills and ditches. There is no storm drainage on this side. So for this part of town, more in the residential areas, we normally have sidewalks that were compliant with the city whenever those subdivisions were built and added on. But as far as down the state highway, which this is a state highway, there are not that many sidewalks. So, but that will be solved with the sidewalks and handicap access and so forth.
That is exciting, because if I'm not mistaken, the schools aren't that far from...
Schools are about a quarter mile off the state highway.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not really at this time. We're just looking forward to the project, and we hope that everyone will be patient with us, because this will take about a year, and no one likes construction. But I think our contractor will do a good job of keeping access available for everybody. So, thank you.